I firmly believe that my having children at such a young age, and for people in my family, I have two cousins that had kids, I think, at 14 and 15, and have continued to have children. No judgment on them, but it always amazes me. Getting pregnant at 19, I felt like I was less of a stereotypical Mexican demographic, but it still felt bad because I was still just as fucking poor and had nothing to stand on, really. I think that has been more toxic to my life than most of the sex work that I've done. And it's not my children themselves as human beings. I remember when I used to tell my mom, I hate kids. Because I was young. I was a teenager. I was normal thoughts, right? But I remember thinking I would never be a parent. And I was so sure that I would not like being a parent. And what I will say to that is that raising two humans, as like a blank slate up, they are not the issue. Every issue that I've had with parenting has everything to do with the economics and with the very slanted, unfair dynamics of marriage, like misogyny, patriarchy. That has been my issue. I didn't think I'd like my kids. I was deathly afraid when I was pregnant with my son because I was so naive. I asked, genuinely, I asked my husband before he was my husband, like, what do you want to do? It was my body. I was the one that was pregnant. I didn't know that man well. I didn't have a stable roof to be under. And I asked him, like a child, what do you want to do? And I so badly wanted to be validated by him. I thought that the man would tell me something along the lines of, you know, I still want to be with you, but we can't have a baby. We don't really know each other. I wanted someone to give me the outs, for someone to make the decision for me. But only now, with age, do I understand that I'm the best decision maker for myself. And part of that backbone comes from, first off, it comes from, you know what? No, I'm not going to say that. I will say that part of it does come from sex work. And the reason that it does is because dealing with strangers, dealing with unknown men, as much as it pains me to say this, I'm going to say it anyway. I believe fully that, yes, I don't know how to frame it. I just gotta say it. A majority of the men that I've encountered will push you. They will push you to see how far they can go with you. They, for me, from what I've seen, don't care about a boundary unless you're firm about it consistently or angry. If you're sad and you're trying to hold a boundary, they'll push past it. If you're happy, they'll try and manipulate you and push past it. But it's those two things that I had to do. Like, some of my life practice, like, because I need you to understand that I didn't say no in sex to my husband. It's a good thing that he's very vanilla and has always been. But I didn't say no to when he wanted it, how he wanted it, the frequencies of us having sex. I just didn't know how to say no. And one of the ways that I practice saying no, now this is not me saying for young girls to go out there and get into sex work to practice saying no. You don't have to do that. It's my twisted life. But that backbone came from me telling people, because I didn't want to be assaulted by a stranger in a strange place. I had to say no. There was no other way. And I'm proud and saddened at it. The amount of misogyny that you deal with in sex work, it's probably equivalent to like the amount of butter and cheese that is consumed in the Midwest and the South combined. So with that being said, it's a pretty big statement, in my opinion, when I say that getting married, getting pregnant by somebody was far more detrimental to my life than the sex work that I did. I never really realized how risky pregnancy was. I remember being told that because I was so young that, you know, my body could withstand it and that I wouldn't have an issue. Or that I shouldn't have an issue. I didn't know that for years on end, even to this day, all of my employment decisions, where I chose, how I chose, like what I chose to work in, would be permanently affected by being the default parent in my marriage. I became a parent, a caretaker, immediately. My partner did not. And that is why I so strongly feel, yes, I said feel, because this is my life, that he trapped me on purpose. That this man knew that this 19-year-old poor girl that he was fucking, because he didn't know exactly how much poverty I was in. But, I mean, you can tell when someone, by the way they dress, by the car they do or do not have, their shoes, how they take care of themselves. I looked like a teenager. I was a teenager. Him, in his 30-year-old mind, thought, this is going to be the mother of my kids. Someone, like, at the time, I used to think it was funny, but now I think it was sad. There was one time my mom called me while I was in the car with him driving to go for one of our fuck sessions at his grandparents' house because he didn't have his own place. Driving upwards towards Hollywood, or downwards rather. And she's like, where are you at? And I'm like, I'm on the road. And she's like, what road? What direction are you going in? I knew I was going south, but I'm like, I don't know this road. What road are we on? And he looked at me like, what the fuck? You don't know what road we just got on? And he's like, we're on the turnpike. That was how sheltered, because I still wasn't even, I didn't have a car. I started to drive my ex's vehicle around Pompano, getting practice by myself. But when I left him, there was no longer a vehicle to practice. I had never been on the turnpike. I had never been on 95. I didn't know what I-75 was. You know, like, he Like, there were so many key moments where my naivety and my age and my class showed up. And because he thought, well, I'm already old enough now. I want to look like I have my shit together. Let me get this girl pregnant. That is not the logical thinking of an adult. Okay? I don't know why I keep stuttering. Just like, I'm baffled at that. And with that being said, him knowing that, I don't think he knew the technical ways that pregnancy and isolation, postpartum this, postpartum that, would fuck me up. But I'm pretty sure he knew it was enough that it would probably take a solid decade or two before I really realized how much he had fucked me over. Which is why, for me, I will never regret getting into sex work, even though I was married. Because that man purposely cut me off at the legs. You can never tell me otherwise. And anyone, like his family, they used to tell me, you know, like, he just wants to love you. He just wants a family. No, he wanted to seem like he had it together. He didn't want to die alone. And I think that so many men make the choice to impregnate other women because they see it as like a commodity or end of life care, or if something happens to them, or to help them build up their career. And I remember hearing all the time, whether it be in movies or even amongst my own tias and family, that like women can be gold diggers. And I'm finding that men, even if women are gold diggers, which they can be, you have both ethical reasons and non-ethical reasons. Men are just as manipulative and opportunistic. At least, though, when selling my body, I was upfront and... I'm repeating myself. I was upfront about what I was willing to do, how much time I was willing to dedicate, how much effort I was willing to dedicate. In all, I got paid and then I left. Versus my getting pregnant and being told that, well, now you're a parent. You're also going to be a wife. You have to take care of this man in the house. You have to take care of this baby. And once you're fully healed, you have to go back to work because there has to be two incomes because So I had my son in 2014. I had my daughter in 2015. Things were still not as bad, but prices were starting to rise. It's been a long time since a family has been able to just live off of one income, depending on, like, if you have two children or more, it's usually two parents that have to bring in two incomes just to be able to make it. It's even worse now, but still. So, like, being told all those things and never once being considered, never once being put first, thinking that I had to be like some sort of sacrificial lamb. It's unforgivable. And that is why now, I mean, I'm still pretty poised. It's not like I'm going around randomly just cursing at a whole bunch of random people. No, but I'm very angry and I am feeling my anger. I feel like when lava becomes like molten, like it gets cold, and it turns black. I mean, evidently it turns into like land over time, like layer and layer and layer, whatever. But I don't know if that was entirely accurate. But if there's usually just like a thin sheet over it, and then there's like the smoldering lava underneath, that is what my anger feels like. It hasn't. There was a point where I thought it would overcome me, but I realized that I don't want to catch a case. So I have found ways to cope. I try to put my energy into bettering myself, like learning new languages, trying to see how I can be a better parent. Recently, I picked up skating, you know, like just trying to find things to like put pieces of me together rather than just being like angry, 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 but still like I'm still feeling it every day. There are so many instances where I know I'm being fucked over. And for the most part, I've gotten better at being like, nah, that's not going to work. And I leave it alone. But the only place where I really don't have that much leg room is in my marriage. The only place. And I think that's so sad. I don't think that marriage was ever supposed to be a trap. If it was going to be a transaction, I would prefer that, because I believe that there is definitely dignity and honesty in having clear boundaries and clear expectations. But the type of marriage that I think is sold to a lot of women, especially a lot of women of color, a lot of Latinas, a lot of Asians, Indian, whatever, as long as it ain't white. I mean, because I know that they have the same shit, but there's something a little bit different for us, where like servitude is the ultimate goal. I don't know, it's just horrible, deplorable, disgusting, infuriating. That's about it. And with everything else going on here in the States, there's just more reason to be angry. There really is. If I had known that having my children would affect my health so much, my employment, my body, the way I'm perceived in the world, I would have thought twice. If my mother hadn't been so fucking religious, my family as well, and they had taught me how to really value my own thoughts and how I feel in my body as I'm living my life, I wouldn't have asked my husband, then boyfriend, wasn't even really a boyfriend, more like a fuck buddy, what do I do with my body now? I would have had the self-esteem to make the choice for myself and not be afraid of making that choice. I am working my way out of this marriage. It is not easy. I've always been the type of person that always thinks they can do more. Does that mean I'm a fucking saint? No, that's not what I mean. Just like, I don't know. It's sometimes it can be really productive and a really good thing. And at other times it's kind of like picking your skin or something. Like you're going to cause a fucking deformity if you don't fucking stop. But you can't leave it alone. So I know now though. And the good thing is I've heard other women's stories of where their husbands said, I love you, but everything else about their actions, how they interacted or didn't interact with them, like emotionally neglected them or physically abused them, makes me realize I am not alone. I am exhausted because I've been going through these cycles now for almost a decade. And I thought I was 100% the issue, but I am not 100% the issue. And I can't wait to get out. I really can't.